Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan casts write-in vote for Ronald Reagan. By Kyle Morris on October 16, 2020. After he decided against voting for President Donald Trump or former Vice President Joe Biden, Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan announced Friday that he voted for Ronald Reagan in the 2020 presidential election. Hogan's remarks on his decision came in a discussion with The Washington Post, saying his vote was simply symbolic. "I know it's simply symbolic. It's not going to change the outcome in my state," Hogan said. "But I thought it was important to just cast a vote that showed the kind of person I'd like to see in office." According to the Post, Hogan, who has referred to former President Ronald Reagan as his hero in politics, looked up to the conservative icon as an inspiration. "I'm a lifelong conservative Republican," Hogan told the Post. "Reagan was the guy. I marched around as a college kid on the floor of the convention with a Reagan hat and a Reagan sign." Hogan, who previously hinted in an interview with the New York Times that he may run for president, said the American people want someone in the White House who is pragmatic and will compromise. "People really want someone who's pragmatic, who's not afraid to compromise," Hogan said. In addition to his comments on who he voted for, Hogan said he is helping Susan Collins and Phil Scott and Tom Keene and Fitzpatrick because he believes they are people the party needs more of. Some Maryland Republicans seem enthusiastic to support Hogan. "Our party will be in a different place after the election, whomever wins," said Maryland House Minority Whip Kathy Schilliga. "R. He brings that ability to connect with a larger audience, which is something you have to do when you're a Republican from a Democratic state." Hogan's write-in for Reagan is not the first time he has had a tough time deciding to vote for. The Post noted that for the 2016 presidential election, Hogan wrote in his father's name, Larry Hogan Sr. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.